a major raise this year from the city of Cookeville, and a major upgrade to starting salaries in an attempt to help with law enforcement recruitment. Putnam County getting set to hire dozens for the Justice Center expansion. And that's just in one county. All across the Upper Cumberland, the need for law enforcement is real. And county and city officials are doing what they can to try to get those people on board. Today, we go inside the challenges of law enforcement, circa 2023, with Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith and Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris. Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith, Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, sir, for having us.
Always a pleasure, Larry.
Chief Smith, why does someone get into law enforcement?
I believe if it's kind of something that's driven into you young in your life to help others, I think it's to reach out for your community, look out for your community, want to be a part of your community. I mean, that's kind of the goals that I've always set, and want to, you know, you're raised in a community and you take pride in where you live, and you sort of get a calling into what position you're going to play in your community. And I think a lot of that plays out for each and every one of us that are in emergency services or any kind of service at hospital, whatever means it may be, to support your community which you live in.
Most of us probably at one time during our childhood imagined ourselves as a police officer. Sheriff, when does the switch happen that you understand that this is not all glamour and getting the bad guys, and that there are risks and challenges with this role?
You know, most people, like the chief said, they're in it to serve. Their heart's there, the right place to serve. I remember as a 8-year-old boy, my dad would take me to the jail here in Putnam County, and Sheriff Billy G. Smith was there at the time, and would talk to me and swear me in as a junior deputy, and that was a huge impression for an 8-year-old boy. And I just thought it was very good. People that got to wear a uniform and have this important job, but was still there to serve the people. So it's an impressionable thing early on. I was fortunate enough to play ball in college and on a scholarship and graduated in criminal justice. And so I had a real good background based on all that before I ever come out and started my career. But, you know, it's really, it comes down to serving the people, and you're there to serve. Yes, we do a lot of things, especially on the local level, as you know, working on the state and federal level as well early in my career. But the local level is more really boots on the ground, servicing the local people and the local community. Yes, we do enforce the law, and we do arrest people, but those are just part of the job. But the aspect of actually seeing people every day at a restaurant and answering their questions and helping them with things that they think is a big deal to them, and it is a big deal, but we take it for granted. You know, changing a tire for an older person on the side of the road, or a young person that's by themselves that don't have maybe the equipment or the knowledge to do so, those are still part of the things that we do on a smaller community, and that's what we do. And I tell my deputies a lot, too. You know, we answer a lot of calls. I was telling the chief beforehand, pre-COVID, we answered 34,000 calls here in Putnam County at the sheriff's office. We're back up to 31-something. You know, it's about the service every day. We have certain duties that we try to do, and we answer these calls. But really what we're trying to do is make sure we're ready for that next big event. Now, what's the next big event? It could be a tornado. Hopefully it's not some type of active shooter situation. It could be the next event, big event for that particular deputy who stopped that car. But whatever that is, we're just getting ready for that big event, and we're serving the people, and that's who pays our salaries.
Chief, does that weigh on you, that you don't know what that next big thing is?
I think it'd weigh on any individually that does know. We can't predict future. We can predict future. We know what our outcome was before we arrived. Every time we make a stop, every time we go to a home, every time something major takes place, we don't know that outcome. We know what our objective is to get to, hopefully, the outcome. And we train, we work hard, and we listen to, and we listen to our community about a lot. But, yeah, that is a great stress and strain on any male or female that works in any of the emergency fields. What's going to be the outcome? There's good people in this world, and a lot of times we stop these good people, and it's a handshake, it's a thank you, and appreciate it. On the way up, I got to see a young man that says, "Are you a police officer?" Yes, and get to talk with somebody. But unfortunately, we're in this world not knowing what we have on the other end. It's a lot of families affected. I mean, there's a lot of wives and husbands that sit at home and want to make sure that everybody comes home safe, that they are able to make it okay and make it do what it is. But, Yeah, it's a heavy weight on a lot of folks' minds about a lot of things. And to make that achieve, we know what our goals are, and we like to see every goal be that way, but sometimes they don't.
Which is a second part of it, I guess, in that if you are a husband or a wife or a parent, not only are you thinking about, I don't know what that next event is going to be, but does it weigh on you, that loved one that's waiting for you to come home?
Yes, I'm a father and very proud to be that. I try to tell my kids every day, I'm going to come home the best way I can. I want to do my best, and I'm sure Sheriff Ferris has got a lot of men, and I got a lot of men who works for me, and I'm sure that the things that they face and has faced in their life, you know, just thinking this could not end the way we want it to end, and it'll weigh on you. And even being the sheriff and the chief myself, you know, I worry about those men on the street. I worry about their family, and I know I've heard husbands and wives talk about, I worry about them. And I try to make sure that everything that we do, that we train, we prepare, we see it, try to see the forecoming before it happens to make sure that those men and women get to make it home.
Sheriff, how do you as an officer, how do you put that out of your mind, though? I mean, that can't weigh on you when you've got work to do.
No, most of the time, you know, are people that are out in the active world and working every day. They don't really, to be honest, Larry, I don't think they think about that too much while they're working. They're trained up. They're smart. Very knowledgeable. The training in today's environment is really good, and we have lots of it. Some of it mandated, some of it not. You know, they're out there working every day. They know the possibilities. They're willing to accept that. But once they're out there actually on the job, most people don't think about that. They're just out there doing what they're trained to do, and they're ready, hopefully, for most events to be able to survive and get through it and live through the next day and the next shift.
The work of law enforcement. We're exploring that with Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris and Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith. Our conversation continues. Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith is here. So is Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris. Chief Smith, are you finding it more difficult to recruit people today?
Yes, unfortunately. And I just speak with somebody the other day. I just wonder if the dream's out there like it used to be as we was kids and see the police car. I want to be a police officer. I want to be a fireman. Or I want to be EMS. Fortunately, you know, I always got to see Herman Moody was our sheriff in Overton County, and I always got to see him go up down the road, and he's a big structure guy, and I said, I always want to be like that. I don't know if that dream is still the dream amongst a lot of other young guys coming up. I believe it's a calling. I believe that people, you know, look for a career, and it is a great career. I mean, I've spent 26 years of my life doing this. It is a task. I wished it was better. I wished it would, you know, was easier to find folks to come in and do the job because we have to have them. Every department I talk with, they're under the same thing. How do we get them to come in there? What else can we do? And you can do everything you can do until that man or that woman says, you know, that is for me. Then you go in there. I mean, every department you talk with sets short. I mean, have extra help out there, and it is very tough right now.
I know that has to be weighing on your mind, Eddie Ferris, because if the county commission continues in the way that they are progressing, you're going to be hiring a lot of people.
Yeah, we got the new jail addition coming on, and it's scheduled to be done in May. I think it possibly may be done a little bit before that. But, yes, we've got a lot of hiring to do. You know, for a sheriff, you know, we're responsible for not only patrolling, investigating, but the jail as well, and courts and warrants as well. But the jail is certainly I say it many times, and factually, it's the biggest liability of any county is operating the jail. So, on the commission side, meaning our deputies who are out in patrol cars and answering calls, you know, we get a lot of career employees, and we're fortunate here in Putnam County to be able to pay well and stay up with competitive agencies. We have Tennessee Tech. We have other, you know, junior colleges and vocational schools close by that certainly help us. We have a lot of people coming back from the military. So getting career people in the commission side for us has not been a problem. The issue for us is finding people, even though the pay is really, really close, finding people who want to start in our jail environment in corrections. And more often than not, people that's in corrections work their way out to the road, but that is a process of doing so. But working in corrections is very tough. And as you know, Bledsoe, the state Bledsoe Penitentiary, they offer not only a good salary, but a big signing bonus and down the road. And it makes it difficult for us to find people. But once again, luckily that we live in the Upper Cumberland here in Putnam County, and we're able to draw from different things. So I feel good about getting the 60 or 70 people, whatever we end up with. I feel good about doing that. I've put a challenge to my employees, the rest of the deputies, for everybody to find one good candidate to come to work. We're working on it. We're fixing to do a campaign. We're going to obviously do some work with you. Appreciate you having this show on today. It'll certainly help us in that environment and hiring people. And we're going to try to put some videos, professional video together, and some other things to try to aid that. But yeah, we're looking forward to that. And I think I certainly feel good about being able to get those employees.
And I'm sure the competition has always been there, but it seems like we're hearing more about it now from the standpoint of, okay, Cookeville is going to raise its salaries, which I'm sure in the roles that you have, it's good to see the boats floating upward, that they're going to do that. But that has an impact. The Tennessee Highway Patrol has raised their starting salaries. That has an impact. Chief, how do you weigh all of that? And I guess also, how do you make sure that those people on the Board of Aldermen understand that the game is kind of changing as we're playing it?
Fortunately, we've got a successful board, open-minded, understand that we've got to do something to retain officers and attract officers in. And they work hard along with our mayor, Mayor Hayes, in working this thing out. They're all in the point of trying to make things better. It's only just what you have. You know, you can't give more than what you have, and we understand that, and we work hard toward that. We are trying to be competitive. I mean, they really put their foot out there to step up and help our citizens or the city there to put something out there to attract what we have got, put it out there and put it online. But, it's a competition.
Yeah, and Larry, one of the things that helps us, and I've said this many times while speaking and talking, and you heard me say it in front of the commission, county commission, but, you know, we live in just a great area here in Putnam County, and really the Upper Cumberland, all these counties around us. We have so many people coming in here from retired positions from, you know, New York, Florida, California. And to be honest, a lot of my specialty people have retired from bigger agencies and have moved into the area and retired at such a young age. Then they feel like they've realized that they've got some more energy left and ready to go back to work. And I've been able to capture some of that and bring some of those folks in and specialize in some areas. And they've really been a big help to Putnam County and to me as a sheriff here.
So the way you keep from just people moving agency to agency is to try to go outside and say, hey, come live here.
Yeah, a lot of times, and to be honest with you, we don't really have to go recruit them because the area, most people are wanting to come to this area to retire anyway. And so once they get close and sort of evaluate who's here and what agencies are here, and, you know, if they come from a sheriff's office, obviously they feel more comfortable coming back to work for a sheriff's office. And so we've been pretty successful in being able to recruit some of those folks, having some specialties and knowledge and some areas that maybe we're lacking in. So that's really helped us here.
Sheriff Eddie Ferris, Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith, our guest. As we continue our discussion about law enforcement, the state of law enforcement, I guess you might say, in 2023, Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith, Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris. Sheriff said something just before the break that made me think. Chief, is there a difference really in people's mind? Are there people that say, I want to work in the police side of this and I want to work on the sheriff's side? We kind of just group it all together as law enforcement, but
it's the same world, but different. And it's hard to explain that. You know, we have just an area that we're responsible for, and the sheriff's got an area, that great big area that he's responsible for. And it's kind of where you get started at. You're just in a traditional way that, like the sheriff said earlier, you know, the guys that's been in the sheriff's department, they just feel they're a sheriff, you know, and one starting the city police departments, they want to start in the city. I have had a few that's come up. I'm fortunate to hire a gentleman that's from a big agency to come to a small agency, and he said, you know, it's a relaxing thing, and we need to capitalize on that. But, yeah, it's just a little, it's the same but different, and it's just how you get started, and you may change later on, or you'd be like myself and just continue your full career in one city agency.
Sheriff, how much has the training changed from the time that you got started?
The training has changed dramatically. 1989 is when I came into law enforcement, started my career. And back then, there was some mandatory minimums. We certainly, you know, went to the basic academy and school, and then done a little bit every year. But it has changed so much, as you know, over the years, and just more and more responsibility. Technology is a huge part of it. Just knowing how to operate computers and programs and those kind of things. And then, what I think is one of the best SRO programs in the country right here in Putnam County, and I take pride in that. And that's certainly one of our priorities, to keep those children and the faculty and staff safe there, but to stay abreast of the latest training and the latest things that's going on in that world is just a whole nother world by itself. So you take SROs, and then you've got specialized SWAT training, and then you got everyday training for deputies that's answering calls, domestics, stopping vehicles, and then, of course, the jail and operating the court system. And it's just it's a multitude of things. And we find ourselves most of the time, if we have people sick or out because of various reasons or another, personal, and then we've got training going on. So that's really what makes us short from having the personnel that we want to on the road, because we're constantly training. We've got something going on, whether we're doing it ourselves or whether we're bringing specialized instructors in to teach that and to keep our people up on the latest technology or the latest type of way to handle certain crimes or certain criterias.
Sheriff Eddie Ferris, Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith, our guest.